Edward Snowden changed the way the world looks at privacy. In 2013, the former NSA contractor shared classified information about government data collection with journalist Glenn Greenwald, who won a Pulitzer Prize for the Guardian newspaper with his reporting on the leaks. Greenwald is giving a talk on privacy at the University of Arizona tomorrow, and KJZZ's Jimmy Jenkins had a chance to speak with him. Jimmy, what did you learn?
Well, we spoke about how the public's conception of privacy has changed since the initial leak. Greenwald founded a news outlet called The Intercept that reports on the Snowden documents over time, you know, to really dig into this massive surveillance program that was uncovered. And he told me it's this gradual reporting that has kept public interest alive.
Prior to these revelations, people, I think, just tacitly assumed that what they were doing on the internet was more or less safe. They had no idea that there had been this massive state apparatus created in the dark, designed overwhelmingly to ensure that nothing that they do or say on the internet is beyond the reach of surveillance. And I think one of the most valuable parts of what these revelations have accomplished is it has caused people around the world to think about what privacy means in the digital age. And the fact that we now do so much online as part of our lives, that it is really crucial to reflect on what it would mean if everything that we're doing is subject to monitoring and surveillance, and what it would mean to sort of the essential parts of human freedom that privacy guarantees.
Do you think we have, in a sense, lost the sanctity of privacy? We seem to be so frivolous with our data. Does that make it harder to bring about strong privacy protections?
Human nature is very complicated, and part of human nature is that we're social animals, which means we do have a desire for other people to know what we're doing, to see what we're doing, to sort of act in public in a way that other people are able to know about. And that explains why, for example, we put so much of our lives online voluntarily. We use Facebook and other social media to reveal parts of our lives that probably even 20 years ago or 30 years ago would have been regarded as private. So in that sense, I think there has been this erosion. But at the same time, equally essential to what it means to be a free human being is that we all seek out places to be able to go where nobody can watch what we're doing. We put passwords on our email accounts. We put locks and we use locks on our bedroom and bathroom doors. So I think this desire to have a place where you can go, where you're essentially left alone, where you're not being watched and monitored, is an inherent part of human freedom. And although the internet has enabled a lot more sharing, when it's voluntary, there's nothing wrong with that. What becomes problematic is when there's an involuntary invasion into the parts of our lives that we actually want to keep private. And I think that's what we've seen so much of over the past couple of years.
What are your thoughts on the case between Apple and the FBI? What do you think is the proper balance between public safety and privacy?
I think that traditionally the division has been pretty clearly established, which is that if the government can demonstrate to a court that there's a reason to believe that somebody is involved in criminality, the court will issue a search warrant and allow a search of that very specific person. The problem is that what they've actually been doing is mass surveillance, subjecting hundreds of millions of people who have done nothing wrong to very invasive forms of scrutiny by storing and collecting, and then when they want, analyzing whatever it is they're doing on the internet with no search warrant or even any suspicion of any kind. I think the FBI Apple case represents this conflict in the sense that what the government is saying is that you can never say anything or do anything that is inaccessible to our prying eyes. And that's essentially what they're saying in the Apple case. Apple is saying that there's no way to give you, the government, access to these communications of our users without compromising basic protections. It would mean that if we create a backdoor for you, hackers and other governments around the world, terrorists or anyone else, will be able to access it. And the government is saying this is unacceptable because there can never be communications off limits to us. And as a society, that's something we've never accepted before.
Many of the entities holding vast amounts of our data are multinational corporations. So even if we develop good privacy policy in the United States or in other countries, does that matter?
I think it matters for a couple of reasons. It is true that the data collection and surveillance being done by private corporations, especially these massive global giants that have no accountability, like Google and Facebook, presents really serious problems. But those problems are of a different nature than when the state is engaged in a system of mass surveillance for two reasons. Number one is, if you do a chat on Facebook or send an email through Gmail, Google will have your email, Facebook will have your chat, but it won't have all of your internet communications. It will only have the communications and activities that you do through that particular company. In contrast, when the US government is collecting everything, all of your information is centralized in one place, which makes it much more pernicious. The second part of it is if you look at the Bill of Rights limits the power of government, but not the power of private actors and corporations, for one very simple reason, which is that the government has all kinds of powers that nobody else has. And so there's a particular kind of danger that is presented when the government that exercises these vast amounts of power is able to invade your privacy. And most historical examples of surveillance abuses have come from the state.
And Steve, Greenwald thinks the government is going to continue to focus on encryption. He thinks they'll continue to fight for backdoor access to encryption programs, and tech companies and privacy activists will continue this pushback. The privacy discussion is tomorrow at the U of A. Greenwald is going to be joined on stage with linguist and political activist Noam Chomsky, and Edward Snowden himself will be calling in from an undisclosed location. So some really heavy hitters in the world of privacy.
KJZZ's Jimmy Jenkins. Jimmy, thanks.
My pleasure, Steve.